taking that tweet with a grain of salt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Teachers, here's one for your social studies students today. Twitter is a bad way to predict public opinion. It's from a new Pew Research study. Turns out just because a lot of people tweet something does not necessarily mean the public at large agrees. Tweets can run more conservative than the general public. They can also run more liberal. One conclusion:
Twitter is full of haters.
Slate tech blogger Will Arimus is a regular here. Haters may be a bit strong, but the study shows negativity rules in social media.
The sentiments expressed on Twitter are far more likely to be negative. And one example of that is when Barack Obama nominated John Kerry for Secretary of State. The reaction on Twitter was overwhelmingly negative. Everybody was making fun of Kerry. They thought it was a terrible idea. They were bringing up things from Kerry's past and laughing about them. But the general public, Pew found, was actually rather supportive of the Kerry nomination on the whole.
Among other things, Twitter users are younger than the population, and the scientific term is snarkier.